Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. Always a great night. Mercer County High School Hall of Fame night. Let's go back to the mid-1990s over at Westmore High School. They had a good kid by the name of Josh Fordyce, and he's doing great things now in the law enforcement community. Congratulations, sir. How excited were you when you heard you were being inducted into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame?
I was very excited. I got inducted into Knox College's Athletic Hall of Fame back in 2005. So it kind of made me wonder if there was ever a day that maybe I would get into my high school's, which of course is now Mercer County. So when I got the news, I was really excited. It made me happy.
Well, tell us about, if you can think, the first time you ever had an opportunity to put a ball in your hand or get out in the backyard and, you know, just play some type of sport. Do you remember that growing up in New Boston back in the day?
I do, and I got to give a lot of thanks here to my grandpa Joe, who's deceased now. But between him and my grandma Donna, both of my dad's parents, they really were the big push behind me getting into sports. And it started with baseball, which I never really enjoyed that much, and we didn't have it in high school anyway. But they put a basketball in my hand, and not only put a basketball in my hand, they also put up a couple of basketball hoops at my house and also at their home. So that's where it really all began for me. And then Grandpa would take me to Iowa Hawkeye football games and basketball games, and that's really where it all began.
And then so you talk about those influences back in the day. Do you remember teachers or coaches? Man, there's a lot of good ones over at Westmore when you were growing up. Guys like Mick Lauk, and I think about Jay Bazzari. Darren Bazzari came in there. Bob Stockham was coaching a lot of good people over there. And ironically, that's kind of the time when I came into WMJ, too. So they kind of took me under their wing, and I always appreciated that as a professional courtesy. So tell us about some of your influences over there.
Yeah, you brought up several good names, and I'll get to those. But one of them I should mention, besides my parents, of course, is Ed Smith, who is also deceased now. But Ed's my uncle, and he would drag me everywhere with his boys, being Dusty, Brad, and Corey Smith. He would take me to different camps and open gyms and so on and so forth. That he was always there for me to help me out, and I got to give him big thanks. But going back to some of the coaches, I believe that Jay Bazzari came into the Westmore District. I want to say I was maybe in sixth grade at the time. And I'd never had any appreciation at the time for how lucky I was going to be able to be around him and be part of the culture that he instilled for athletic excellence, especially on the basketball. But he was also involved on the football field and whatnot. But I got to say that a lot of the drive that I had to be successful was really instilled by things that I learned through Jay Bazzari. And then I can't pass up Mick Lauk either. Mick is another guy who drugged me all over. This was a guy who would come and wake me up at 7 a.m., drag me out of bed, and make sure I got into the weight room with him and his brother and a couple other guys. Josh Russell was one of them we always lifted with, but without those two influences, and then, of course, Bob Stockham's influence in football, without those guys, I don't think I would have ever been nearly as successful.
Well, that's awesome hearing you say that. You know, taking a walk down memory lane is so neat. And I remember you were a young, one of the really good Westmore basketball teams. Had the Leathers brothers, and Scott Spencer was on that team, I think, Aaron Nyleen. And that was the year where there were the four elite teams that had 20-plus wins, the regional that played at Aledo. And I can't remember if you were a freshman or sophomore that year. But you know, you had an opportunity. There were some good dudes in that hallway back then where you got to play with, like, the Leathers, who were elite track athletes, and Scott Spencer, and I mentioned Aaron Nyleen. There were some players over there, that's for sure.
I was super lucky to actually be involved with that core group. And I was a sophomore when they were seniors. And you talk about influence. You had to not only be good, but you had to be on your game to be around those guys. Because if you weren't on your game, I mean, Steve, they would just eat you up, especially me being a young sophomore, being brought up to play with the varsity guys. And I'll parlay that into the football field, too. That was also a pretty good football class. And then Clint Zimmerman was a 94 grad right behind them. those guys were all really important influences in my athletic career. That, again, like, they showed me what it took to be successful. They practiced hard. They were gym rats. They lifted. They did all that. But even going to things as simple as diet. I remember Clinton Zimmerman using supplements and stuff, using protein powder, and I learned all that stuff from those guys. So I was so lucky to have their influence.
Well, it's interesting because I know, you know, I think football would be your first love probably, but I know you were one of those kids. If people ask me, if they say, well, what could you tell you about Josh Fordyce? And if people ask me, well, he played for the Steam Wheelers and stud athlete at Knox College football, but I tell people that the dude had game on the basketball court. And it's always neat to tell those type of stories to kids to say, don't sleep on him as a basketball player, because that dude could play that sport too. And that's what I like about these type of stories.
I'll be honest, my first love was always basketball. I just, when I got to the college level, I was just better at football is what it was. Going back to the influences of that senior class when I was a sophomore, those guys were gym rats. And I became a gym rat just to be able to hang with those guys, to be at their level. And it really taught me the love of the game, love of the basketball game. I really fell in love with it. Went to a lot of camps. My parents were very good about supporting me and sending me to camps at like Northern Iowa, University of Iowa. Got to do those things as a youngster. And it really paid off. Basketball was always my first love. 6'1" power forward just wasn't real successful in college. But I did play all 4 years of basketball at Knox. I ended up there my junior, senior year, being 6'7" man. I was usually one of the first guys off the bench. But, again, 6'1" power forward just didn't get, wasn't real successful at that level. But football, I got some really good coaching, at the football program there. And again, you talk about being in the right place at the right time. My senior class, at Knox College that year, they had a great recruiting class. So we brought in a great group, and this is sad to say, we never won more than 6 games in the season, but we're the winningest class in Knox College history. So being a part of that group, really made my football experience at Knox College, quite possibly the best experience of my life, and then brought it to the next level where I was able to play, professionally in the Arena League.
All right. Talking with Josh Fordyce, a 1995 Westmore grad among the 2020 inductees into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. We'll have more coming up in a moment.